It's time for the Swap Shop Hour. Give us a call at 740-383-9945. It's time for Swap Shop. Come on, friends. If you're going to sell it, we're going to tell it. So pick up your phone and let me make it perfectly clear. It's time for Swap Shop. Good old Swap Shop. We're gonna try and sell it here. 740-383-9944.
Oh, great. It's Swap Shop time. And we just played that in honor of our great friend, Charlie Evers, because he hated that song.
Now, if you love Charlie, this is going to be a great hour, because we're going to open with the toast here.
Yeah.
No, you know what? Hold that for a second, because you just heard the theme song, the Swap Shop. Now, this clip, we only do this on rare occasions. We're going into the WWGH archive. So if you're just tuning in, this happened on December 20th, 2019, a little over a year ago.
Okay.
A day just like today.
Not quite.
Very similar.
No COVID.
It was a lot of eggnog, a lot of moonshine, and this Charlie had been drinking pretty good for about an hour and 45 minutes. I was in the studio with him. Sean Kraft, Terry Tackett was here. Terry Klein was here. And, well, I brought up the Swap Shop. We had 15 minutes left in the show, and Bob Austin, this is to you, and the Swap Shop theme. Let's go back to our friend Charlie, and a little over a year ago. Oh, it's one of the most classic clips we have in the nearly seven-year archive of this station. Take it away.
Okay, back once again here at your Christmas program today. Yes, it sure is Christmas, isn't it?
And we've still got another hour after this.
We do.
The Exchange Club is on.
Oh, that's right, the Exchange Club.
Which will all be, and I heard you saying earlier on how much you really enjoy the Swap Shop theme song.
Yeah. Oh, don't mention it. Don't mention it. Oh, it's time for Swap Shop. Bring your goods here. We'll sell them for you. Oh, my. I've heard some bad themes, but boy, I tell you, that gets up and walks out.
Well, that was a heck of a job. I mean, the poor fellow is, you know, he's mentally challenged.
Yeah.
What? Oh, no. Gee whiz, that's terrible.
Oh, it's time for Swap Shop.
Who sings that, don't you? The Swap Shop theme.
Oh, we have an incoming call.
Oh, God.
Oh, my.
Who sings
Wobble
Pants?
Jeez.
Okay, caller, go ahead.
Hey, Charlie.
Yes.
Yeah, are you guys in the swap today?
Do we have what? Are we in the sauce? Yeah, you want to join us in the sauce?
You sound like you're in the sauce today. You're having too much fun.
That's right. You're exactly right.
It's Christmas.
I am feeling pretty good.
Yep, you're having too much fun. All right, so.
Yeah, okay.
Ooh, gee whiz.
No more
knock
for
heaven. Oh,
man. Oh, gee, we crashed this train. We used to act like going off the tracks, man. We're deep in the sauce today. Knee deep. Well, that goes back to the Christmas, and there was a lot of laughter in this room hearing that clip. The Charlie Evers Show, December 20th. 2019.
Yeah, it made me tears well up in my eyes.
You know, and only spontaneous moments can happen like that at Christmas.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, we've done what we want to do here is at the Christmas party, which we have every year. We've done seven Christmas parties now. Charlie always reads "Twas the Night Before Christmas," or did. Now, Linda Sims took it over this year, and Linda Sims does it now, and she's been with us the longest. and she did a very good job. But we didn't get to play Charlie doing "Twas the Night Before Christmas" that night. Well, guess what? Today
we're going to do that.
It's "Twas the Night Before Christmas."
I love
And here's the Charlie Evers version from 2019.
Fantastic.
Christmas party. Here you go. Enjoy. So who's our supporter? Telephone number over at Domino's, 740-383-3030. The Leshesky family's coming in. Mary Ellen, in hour number two, is going to read "Yes, Virginia, There Is a Santa Claus." It's a great, great story. Santa Claus is coming. We've got the big sing-along. We've got silver bells. We've got Santa Claus is coming to town. All kinds of stuff coming up just around the corner. But now we're going to turn it.
I saw Santa a little while ago. He was stuck in the door.
Was he stuck in the door? His reindeer are outside. Did you hear him on the rooftop earlier? What did you have before you came here tonight, Charlie? Been in the rum candy?
Oh, my goodness.
We're going to try this. Okay, it's "Twas the Night Before Christmas."
Oh, you want me to read that now?
Yeah, I do. Here we go.
Okay. "Twas the night before Christmas when all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there. The children were nestled all snug in their beds, while visions of sugar plums danced in their heads. And Mama, in her kerchief, and I in my cap, had just settled down for a long winter's nap. When out on the lawn there arose such a clatter, I sprang from the bed to see what was the matter. Away to the window I flew like a flash, tore open the shutters, and threw up the sash. Boy, did that hurt. how many times can you throw up a sash? Well, anyhow, the moon on the breast of the new-fallen snow gave the luster of midday to objects below, when to my wandering eyes should appear but a miniature sleigh and 8 tiny reindeer. With the little old driver so lively and quick, I knew in a moment it must be St. Nick. More rapid than eagles, his coursers they came, and he whistled and shouted and called them by name. Now Dasher, now Dancer, now Prancer and Vixen, on Cupid, on Coppet, on Donner and Blitzen, to the top of the porch, to the top of the wall. Now dash away, dash away, dash away all. Well, as dry leaves that before the wild hurricane fly, when they meet with an obstacle, mount to the sky. So up to the housetop the coursers they flew, with a sleigh full of toys, and St. Nicholas too. And then in the twinkling I heard on the roof the prancing and pawing of each little hoof. As I drew in my hand and was turning around, down the chimney St. Nicholas came with a bound. He was dressed all in fur from his head to his foot, and his clothes were all tarnished with ashes and soot. A bundle of toys he had flung on his back, and he looked like a peddler just opening his pack. His eyes, how they twinkled, his dimples, how merry, his cheeks were like roses, his nose like a cherry. His droll little mouth was drawn up just like a bow, and the beard of his chin was as white as snow. The stump of a pipe he held tight in his teeth, and the smoke it encircled his head just like a wreath. He had a broad face and a little round belly that shook when he laughed like a bowl full of jelly. He was chubby and plump, a right old jolly elf, and I laughed when I saw him in spite of myself. A wink of his eye and a twist of his head soon gave me to know I had nothing to dread. He spoke not a word but went straight to his work and filled all the stockings, then turned with a jerk and laying his finger aside of his nose and giving a nod, the chimney he rose. He sprang to his sleigh, to his team he gave whistle, and away they all flew like the down of a thistle. But I heard him exclaim ere he drove out of sight, "Happy Christmas to all, and to all a good night."
There we go, for the sixth time. Very nice. You know, that holds up just like A Christmas Carol. And that was the Christmas party of 2019, maybe the last time Charlie ever did that, but he did it for 6 years running, and it's great to hear that on the night before Christmas, because today 'twas the night before Christmas.
It is, indeed.
It is. So Charlie What great fun. And one more moment we're going to play here, because Charlie was so synonymous with Christmas, and then we're going to toast him and get into the music here.
You might be getting into the music.
Well, you're going to get into the music. Glenn's already wanting to pick a fight. He's had too much alcohol, and here's what's going on.
That's it.
But now this is from two. This goes way back. This goes to 2016. Now, here's what happened. We were having the Christmas party, the annual Christmas party. I was hosting. Sean Kraft, I think, is at the desk. Charlie and Santa Claus. Now, this clip essentially revolves around the start of the program. I'm introducing everybody, and we're going to have the Leshefsky family perform at this event, as we did for many, 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 many years.
Yeah.
Now, Charlie's there. Just listen. And you'll hear what transpired back Christmas of 2016. This is the start of the 2016 Christmas program.
Oh, the most wonderful time of the year.
And good evening, good evening, good evening. It is the WWGH 2016 third annual, however you want to say it, Christmas special, and we have a studio full tonight, but it is the quietest group of people I've ever heard in my life. A mouse could run in here right now and you wouldn't hear it. I'm going to turn the mics up now.
I should have known, Charlie.
I was going to try to let you guys, I was going to introduce you before I came to you. Okay. Sitting here at the table as we start the special tonight, we have Sean Kraft, Santa Claus, and Charlie Evers. We'll be joined by the music of the Lasekney Brothers over the next 2 hours, as well as Glenna Savage, who will be playing some great holiday favorites around the piano tonight. Paul Savage also in studio sharing Christmas memories. It's going to be a lot of fun out here at the WWGH Studios in the Marion Center Mall. How are you doing tonight, Charlie? Hour number three today.
Is it Leshnechny? What was it?
Oh, here we go. Leshnechny. Leshnechny. Leshnechny.
Okay, well, I'll ask them when they come in.
If you think that'll help, we'll work on it. Santa Claus, you are kind of the man of the hour tonight.
Oh, yes.
It's exciting for you to be here.
How are you? Boy, he's really talkative. Yeah.
You know what? I didn't realize how hard it is to wear headphones with a Santa hat. It's a horrible thing. Santa, this is your big... Forget it. Sean, how are you?
I'm doing all right.
Do you have any questions for Santa Claus tonight?
I'm trying to think of what will come back to me.
Well, there's a lot of merriment in the room. I'm already laughing so hard I'm crying. Well, anyway, it's going to be a lot of fun. Charlie's going to read "Twas the Night Before Christmas."
Oh, I wonder what that.
Yeah, that's going to be a lot of fun later on. Yeah. So gather everybody around the radio tonight, Mr. Jingling. If you people don't know out there listening, we hope he does arrive before the show is over. But Mr. Jingling is the Cleveland, Ohio, Christmas tradition, and apparently there's about 20 inches of snow on the ground somewhere, a breaking point between here and Cleveland. So we hope we see Mr. Jingling tonight. Martha Douse does send her regards. It was a little too cold for Martha to come out.
I bet.
But we thank Martha for sending her best wishes and a Merry Christmas to everybody, the Queen of Dance here in Marion. And I think we might see Marge Hazelett and Linda Sims tonight, but I know they were both feeling under the weather early on in the week. But
what does under the weather mean?
It's right below
under
the equator.
Okay.
There's an equator, then right below it.
Right. Well, just not too far below.
Just south.
Okay.
Now, this is the Christmas special, and hopefully Linda and Marge do step in at some point over the next 2 hours. And, Sean, you spoke with one of our longtime friends who we haven't seen in a while, Marianne Michaels, today.
Yes, she was going to try to... Is my mic on?
Your mic's on. I don't know why you were so low there.
Yeah.
You were on.
Okay. Yeah, she's
I haven't touched him.
I talked to her. She said she only has one car, so she was waiting on her husband to get home. So we don't know where he is.
Is your voice going?
She didn't talk about using her bicycle?
No.
Oh.
If not, Marianne sends her best wishes tonight for everybody for a happy holiday season. Now, unlike last year, Charlie, we were here last year, you and I, and it was about 60 degrees outside, raining that night, I remember.
Yes, yes.
What happened?
Well, another year came about.
And you would think people have never seen weather like this before.
And a whole new storms or weather system. Last year we had La Nina, and this year we got La Nini.
La Frieza. La Frieza? Something. It is a cold year this year. I think the temperature outside is still something around...
it's between 4 and 11.
4 and 11 degrees. Yeah. Santa Claus, when you go out at Christmas time, when the temperature's like this, what's it like? Oh. Do you have to bundle up?
Oh, I got to wear... Got to wear layers. Whoa.
Well,
shouldn't bother him at all. Look at that sleigh and all that. You talk about wind chill.
Is that what you meant? The sleigh.
Yeah.
The sleigh and the toys and the whole bit.
He gets a wind chill galore traveling all around the world in that sleigh.
Now, is wind chill anything like heat index in the summer?
It's the opposite, yes.
But is any of that real?
No.
No, it's all phony baloney.
It depends
stuff.
On how much you weigh.
Really?
Yes, the heavier you are, the less wind chill factor.
Let's say you weigh 404. What would your wind chill factor be?
Rather low.
Really?
Well, not too bad, because skinny people cool faster. Heavy people cool slower. Yeah. So
there's
the wind chill factor needs to calculate for that, but it doesn't. They just have one standard deduction.
So there is a plus to being bigger in the winter.
That's right.
Yeah, it's like bears. Is that why bears beef up during the winter?
That's right. Exactly.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you know, let's talk Christmas memories. This is the Christmas special. Sean, back in your Christmas times.
Well, that was the Christmas special of 2016. And as you can see, that's how they went, Glenn, before you arrived.
You were really working hard to keep it straight down the middle.
Well, we tried to do a Christmas special with Christmas stuff, and Charlie was just sitting there busting Santa's chops.
He was fantastic.
What a class act. So, because of that and those Christmas memories, now we'll do the toast to Charlie. Yes. To all the fruitcakes that he ate for all those many years and all the eggnog he drunk that was laced with many things here for 6 years. And to all the fun we had, there was never a guy like Charlie Evers. He was a classic. And wherever you are, Charlie, I know you're with us today. To Charlie.
To Charlie.
To Charlie.
Our air toast.
Our air toast. There you go. An absolute classic. One of the best.
Oh, that tastes good with the new cinnamon eggnog.
The new cinnamon eggnog. Yeah. Now, if anybody'd like to call in, we will leave some time open, but we are going to sing because we've got 27 minutes left. And Glenn is being an old fuddy-duddy.
This is terrible.
Well, you know, it's Christmas, Glenn. This is what we do. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. All right, here comes a call. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Glenn.
Yeah, Bob.
Give me a couple minutes. And let me try to get you out what I'm going to say, all right?
I will. You say what you want.
This is for Charlie. I rose up Charlie's. He's looking down. And he was smiling on everybody. And I hope he has and his family has a nice, peaceful Christmas. And Happy New Year to him. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, Bob.
Thank you, Bob. Yeah.
Very touching message there from Bob to Charlie's family.
Bob and Charlie kind of busted each other's chops.
And it was fun.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
Well, and you know, Charlie was just that type of guy. He liked to bust chops.
Yeah.
That was fun.
Yeah.
And when you look back on it now and you think, boy, did we have some good times.
I hadn't heard that last clip that you just did, and that was funny.
And by the way, thanks to our webmaster, Adam Lepp, because it is the COVID year, all those shows exist on the website. If you want to listen to the whole show, they're there. Go to programs, WWGH1071.com. Go to Christmas shows. You can go all the way back to 2016 and listen to the full. It's all the way through. Charlie tries to pronounce Leshikny all the way through.
He struggled on that, didn't he?
He really busts Santa's neck for about 2.5 hours. We sing. 'Twas the Night Before Christmas. He did it every year. It's all on there. WWGH1071.com. Check out all the Christmas specials, thanks to Adam Lepp, dating back, I think, to 2016.
Wow. Yeah, he really did.
Oh, he laid into Santa.
He laid into
Santa.
Santa
got up and walked out before the show was over, and we never saw him again.
Well, he had to get to his route.
It was 4 and 11 degrees. I'd forgotten how cold it was that night.
Cold. Wow.
Anyway, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944.
Please call in so we don't have to sing.
Now, we're doing easy songs, Glenn. It's not like we're doing the concerto here or anything.
Beethoven's I'd rather do the concerto.
Sonata. All right, here we go. We wish you a Merry Christmas. Start us off.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Good tidings we bring to you and your kin. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Is that how we do that song?
That's the way I do it.
Okay, I thought there was another verse in there.
I did too. I was a little surprised when I looked at this.
Good tidings or something. All right, let's do Jingle Bells. This is a classic one.
Wait a minute, I got to find it.
Glenn's three eggnogs to the wind.
Yeah, that's done me in.
Done him in.
Oh, there's that hippopotamus.
I think you went too far.
I think I must have.
Number five.
Number five.
Now, here we go.
Flip over onto the next page?
It does.
Oh, crap.
So that's a Christmas greeting for you. Oh, crap. Here we go.
You ready?
Sing along with us. Jingle Bells.
Jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh. O'er the fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells on bobtails ring, making spirits bright. What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight. Jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Now, what the heck does J.J. Jingle mean?
J-J-Jingle.
Oh, I am so sorry for my partner in my rendition.
Well, we're not singers.
This.
No, not, certainly not. Phone lines are open 38 minutes past the hour here, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. We're down to the back 22. If you have anything you would like to hear, give us a call.
Okay.
Oh, now we're going to do Marshmallow World.
No, we're not.
Now, Glenn.
No.
Why are you so obstinate on?
You are doing a Marshmallow. I don't even know how the song goes.
Well, but here's the thing, Glenn. Back in July, we did Marshmallow World three times in the midst of a program.
And I couldn't stand doing it then because I had no idea how the song goes. So.
Well, who was here then?
I don't know. Whoever was here, it was a nightmare.
Was it?
Yeah.
No, that's true.
I hate that song.
Why do you hate this song?
Because you made me sing it, and I don't know the tune, nor I don't know the words.
Darling Love, I believe, did this song.
I don't even know who that is.
Well, she did Christmas Baby, Please Come Home.
I've never heard that song. She must be a country singer, right?
No, rock.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness!
You know it's got a beat of its own. You know, bah, 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 bah.
Yeah, it can beat its way right out the door.
Well, we have to do this or hippopotamus and hippopotamus.
No, we're not doing that one either.
See, well, you got hard.
But I
song.
Do know that one better than I would know.
Do you know hippopotamus?
No.
Well, you just said you did.
I have heard it before.
Poinsettia or poinsettia?
Poinsettia.
I don't know. I think we should try
that
the...
That sip was to Charlie.
Yes, I think we should try the Marshmallow World song.
Well, you can try.
Well, I cannot sing by myself.
You're going to because I'm not singing.
Why do we have such a hatred for the Marshmallow World?
Because I don't even like the song when I heard it.
What do you think it's about?
I have no idea. It's about marshmallows.
I think it's about people.
Okay. Well, I like people.
I think it's about people.
Doesn't mean I like the song.
I heard this is Joe Biden's favorite song.
Well, that doesn't make a bit of difference.
Joe Biden's favorite song. He says, all Americans should sing this song.
Okay. Next year, maybe.
Well, we're having a little Christmas disagreement here.
This is what we call Christmas cheer, damn it.
This is a simple song, Glenn.
Yeah.
Does anybody out there know this song?
Yeah, sing it to us. Call in.
Give us a little. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. You know, we pulled this off okay at
No, we didn't.
No, you were at the Christmas party a few weeks ago.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Bring them in to do it.
Well, they're busy today. They're out wrapping gifts and getting ready for the holiday season.
Now, I know the first Noel is on here. And I guess we're going to do chestnuts roasting.
Yeah, well, that's a good ender.
I don't know that one very well, but...
Well, that's the classic.
Yes, but not for me.
By the way, if you want to sell any used junk... This is the junk.
Yeah, yeah. Show. Call in 740-383-9944.
Yeah, the junk show.
Yeah, the junk show. Call it in. No, we actually have had some people call in recently.
Well,
not
I appreciate
last week,
that.
But yeah.
Why not?
Yeah.
That's good.
And I think as COVID passes, or at least as we start to get our shots and stuff like that, people will be more eager to get out and about.
Why don't you punch the button there on Santa Claus?
Oh, yeah. Does it work?
It does.
Come Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane.
Who do you are, Bob?
Fixing and lifting and all this reindeer pulling along the rain. Bells are ringing, children singing, all is merry and bright. Hang your stockings and say your prayers, cause Santa Claus is coming tonight. Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus. Fixing and flicking and all this reindeer pulling all the rain. Bells are ringing, children singing, all is merry and bright. Hang your stockings and say your prayers, cause Santa Claus is coming tonight.
You know, that was okay, but Santa was shaking his derriere at me the entire time.
Well, yes, and he's kind of an interesting Santa Claus. He's not very heavy, and he shakes his derriere. And
he looks a little heavy to me.
Yeah, to me, that's light.
Well, from backside, he looks a little heavy.
Well, maybe after January, when I start to go back on my diet, maybe I'll get slimmed down like him.
Do you have one of those vests? One of those green and red and
I do not, and I would not wear one.
Well, that's a Christmas vest.
You know, a lot of people, that's kind of interesting. When people go to all these Christmas parties and they wear these outlandish or garish outfits, they think it's whimsical. I guess that's what it is.
You have a problem with it?
I wear black tux.
A black tux to a Christmas party?
Well, I definitely wouldn't wear that garish type.
What about
of stuff.
This necklace?
That's a little garish, but I like it on you because you're kind of that way, kind of whimsical, and you have and they're flashing, so
yeah,
it keeps my eyes moving.
It gets that autism.
Yes, it does.
Worked up for the holiday. When you think of the holidays, what do you think about? I asked Michelle this earlier.
What do I think about at the holidays?
Yeah.
Family.
Family.
No doubt about it.
But what is it about Christmas? Because we spend birthdays with family. We spend the 4th of July with family. We have vacations with family, Thanksgiving. But what is it about this day, this two-day period every year?
That's a really good question because I don't know if you've gone through this, but Christmas morning can be very trying because... Well, in our family, we hand the presents out. Everybody gets their pile of presents, and then we go by age, the youngest first, and go around the room, and everybody opens a present, and we look at each other. And everybody screams at the top of their lungs, "Oh, it's what I always wanted." And my eldest son is absolutely berserk during all this. And it actually gets a little testy.
Really?
Oh, yeah, because there's so much screaming and yelling going on. And then you look around the room after it's done, and it's filled with junk.
Go ahead, caller.
Hey, it's me again.
Yes, Bob?
I'm probably a morning late. Anyway, me and my one are still rolling. Everything is locked down. I wanted to wish you and everybody at the station.
Merry Christmas, Bob.
Yes, Merry Christmas, Bob. Enjoy the day.
Yeah, have a great day. Be careful and be healthy.
And as I say again, and Bob will appreciate this, he's drunk. Bob is drunk. And
you really believe that?
Listen, you want to take bets on this at this point?
No bets, no.
No. But you know what? It's the Christmas libation, and I don't see anything wrong with that.
No.
You know, as long as you stay home and don't drive.
Right, yeah.
Do whatever you want.
Yep.
Don't mix it with any medication, though, or anything.
Absolutely not, no. I took my medication this morning, by the way.
Did you mix it?
Well, obviously I have.
Oh, great.
Yeah. Well, my medication's not going to do much.
This is good eggnog.
It is good eggnog.
Why does everybody think they won't like eggnog, and then they try it, and they like it?
Well, there are different flavors to eggnog, and I've had eggnog that I absolutely hated because it was so rich and so heavy. This is very mild. It's made by one of our local big banks.
Yeah, but Sean last year came in completely sure that he would hate it and loved it.
Yeah.
Michelle said this morning she'd never had it, was sure she was not going to like it.
I wouldn't, yeah.
You same thing. What is it about eggnog that people think they're going to hate?
I think there are just so many flavors that some people like me have had not such good results.
Well, and once again, I do want to thank Abby and Michelle for the gift card and the ornament that they dropped off earlier. Thank them very much.
That's very nice. And I'd like to thank Rick Shirk and Shirk's Candies for the candies they left for me.
Mr. and Mrs. Shirk do a great job.
Oh, yeah.
Well, they didn't just leave it for you. See, that sounded egotistical, Glenn.
Well, they left for me. Oh, you got some, too.
I got a package like that, too.
I knew that.
And so did Jeannie and Angie.
Yeah, but I'm the only important one.
Well, that remains to be seen.
To me.
So we did that, and Jody Lucas brought in a big tray of goodies. That was great. And, what else did we... Oh, Angie brought in the no-bake cookies yesterday and the banana pudding a few weeks ago. That was great.
I love banana.
So, you know, it's a great holiday time.
Yeah.
And we thank everybody who gave us a Christmas card, which was quite a few.
And I've got the extra 18 pounds to prove how good it is.
You know, there's somebody who sent us a Christmas card, and I'm not going to say the name, but do you think a Christmas card should be Christmassy?
No, I really think it should be 4th of July-y.
Well, right. I mean, exactly. I mean, but if you take a family portrait and you put it on your Christmas card,
yeah,
don't you think there should be some Christmas theme to it?
Nah, if you're going to send me a picture of your family, that is the Christmas. That's your Christmas present.
Yeah, but I mean, just a hat or a sweater or a Rudolph nose or jingle lights or something.
Quite frankly, if it's coming from somebody I care about, I don't care what they have on. They can be in the Bahamas with their swimsuits on.
Well, I'm not saying that you don't accept the card. I'm just saying what I'm saying is that look at every Christmas card on the wall. Everything says Christmas.
Yeah.
Well, that's why they're called Christmas cards.
There are some people that like to break the tradition.
Well, I don't mind. I'm just saying that I think Christmas cards, hence the name, were supposed to be Christmassy.
Well, since I don't send out Christmas cards because I'm lazy and cheap, I really don't care.
Those are traits people love.
Yeah, oh yeah. I'm loved by all
lazy and
traits.
Cheap. You know, and we certainly want to thank everybody here at the station, too, who's not here today. Of course, Sean and Adam and Terry Tackett and Angie Evers and Linda Sims.
And I'd like to thank Dr. Feynman. He's Jewish, though. But
I don't care.
But did you know
I wasn't done.
Oh, I'm
Nate
sorry.
Redman.
I thought you were.
No, Nate Redman.
Oh.
Pastor Whitaker.
Sure.
Sure. Now, did we get them all?
Did
you interrupted me. Now I have no...
Did Pastor Whitaker...
Oh, Mike Wilson. Mike Wilson. We almost forgot Mike.
Yeah, don't forget Mike.
Jeez.
Did the pastor do the midnight service, or was it a regular Christmas service?
I think he's going to do it tonight.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Yeah. So it's all great, and it's happy... And we thank you, because it is a family atmosphere here. That's what we talked about at the Christmas party.
Yeah.
It always has been. Nobody really disagrees with each other. Nobody gets angry. I've never had it. If it happens, I don't see
I
it.
I get angry at you.
Well, but I don't care. So this
yeah,
is
the that's
difference.
The whole thing.
That's the whole thing. And that's how we do the holidays here at WWGH. But you never did answer the question. You diverted the question. What is it about these 2 days that feel different than any other two? Because you're with family other days, but what is it about these two?
No, I think the warmth of in your heart of about how much you love your family gets stronger for some reason or other, just because you want to be with your family at Christmas. And I think that's why it's a little different. I don't know. It also has to do, now, even though I am an agnostic or an atheist, whatever you want to call me, I was raised in a very Christian household, and the joys of Christmas in a church, especially in a parsonage, which I was, really almost cry out to family reunions and that sort of thing. I still think it's family that makes it different, even though you are with your family on birthdays and you're with your family on the 4th of July. But it's not like the reverence that you feel for Christmas.
Well, so I think there's a spirit, because as you say, I know there are people who don't have any family, who spend it with friends. Yeah. I know there are people who really look at the religious aspect of Christmas, and there are people who don't look at it at all. I know there are people who will spend it with people and people who will not spend it with people. But there's still something different about these 2 days to everybody than any other 2 days all year round, and I think it has to do with the spirit of society. I think it's the time of year that society is more giving. I think people are nicer in social settings. I think we do things that have become so traditional that you only hear them for this 25-day period every year. And I think it's different.
It also is the basis for a lot of sadness. Because, so, like I told you, my cousin died yesterday. I remember one of my realtors, lovely lady, she was in an automobile accident, and they kept her alive through Christmas Day to the next day so that her son would not remember Christmas as the day his mother died. So there are things that your joy is heightened, that's the word I'm looking for, but your sadness is also heightened if you have sadness around that time. And a lot of people get really sad because my wife is not overjoyed with the fact that we will not see our grandkids. Now, with me, it doesn't bother me because I get to see them on Facebook or whatever, you know, face page or
FaceTime.
Yeah, FaceTime. But my wife wants to be able to smell their heads. And I'm not that. That doesn't kill me, but she does get a little melancholy, and I'm sure tomorrow she will be melancholy.
But, you know, isn't it interesting that even the sadness that people feel this time of year is derived from good times in past
Absolutely.
Years?
Absolutely, yeah. It has its genesis in
yes.
the good times.
Yeah. So even the sadness has its genesis in good times. And I remember years ago, I forget what year I did this, but there was a Santa Claus. His name was Don Tootle. Weird that I remember that name. But he played Santa Claus at Riverside Hospital.
Ah.
And, you know, these kids are not having the best Christmas. They're in the hospital, and they're not feeling well. And Santa Claus would come every year. And I don't know how many years he did that. But it was, you know, they light up. And Santa Claus is not your family. And Santa Claus has no significance to these kids anything but that spirit. Why does a big fat guy in a red suit with a white beard just bring happy? Even before, if you ever look at a picture, if you truly look at a picture of kids in Santa Claus, before he hands out any toys, their eyes light up.
Yeah, yeah.
What is it?
Have you ever played Santa Claus for kids?
No, I've never done Santa Claus.
I guess I should say played Santa Claus elf for kids. I've done it a few times. And, yeah, they come and look at you like, oh, my gosh, that's that guy is Santa Claus.
That's right.
And, yeah, it's kind of amazing.
So there's something there.
Yeah.
Something there, and it's a spirit that happens no other place and no other time.
And I bet it stems from your youth.
Probably.
We make such a big thing out of it to our kids.
Probably, but I do think, as I, you know, the first hour this morning, I said Christmas Eve was my favorite day, even better than Christmas Day. And one of the reasons for that is when I was a kid, it was anticipation for Christmas morning. But as I've gotten older, what it is, it's the anticipation you see in other people. And it's also these things that we do, these little get-togethers we have, mm-hmm. these traditions that develop. And why do traditions develop at Christmas other than, I mean, the thing we do here with the eggnog and the moonshine, that is not typical and I doubt is going on anywhere else.
Yeah.
But it's become a traditional Christmas foray for us.
Yeah.
So why do those things happen this time of year? We don't have Halloween traditions. We don't have really Thanksgiving traditions besides we all eat.
Well, I think we have our traditions about every single holiday that we have, but none so strong as the ones at Christmas. Yeah.
And people go out of their way at Christmas.
They do. And I got to tell you a story, and it popped into my head, and it has nothing to do with what we're talking about, I don't think. But when I was working at the credit union, I was kind of in charge of the public relations and the outreach to the community. And one of the things we did is we picked a few families and that had been recommended to us that needed a little help. You know, it wasn't a charity thing. It wasn't a boo-hoo crying on your shoulder thing. It was just, if one of our members said, hey, Jane Smith needs a little help, she's a little short-handed this year, I would go out and take them a gift, we'd find out what type of kiddos they had. And this one, I was recommended to go to this one lady's house, and I took a few. She was a grandmother. Her grandchildren lived with her because mom and dad were not in good shape. And so, but anyway, I went out there. I'd been told that she was struggling, didn't have much money. So I went out and I took gifts for her grandkids. And she started crying, which made me cry, of course. I'm not real good about being around crying people. And she pointed out to me, she showed me a scar on her head. She had just had brain surgery, had no hair. And she told me how wonderful this was because of her medical situation, she had no money, zero. So she showed me what she was giving to her grandkids. Each grandkid got a candy cane. That was it. So this made her life a lot happier for at least a day or two. And that's kind of what we do at this time of the year.
And think about that. You know, my wish at Christmas always is, why can't we be like that all year?
Yeah, that's a great question.
Why can't we be that way all year?
And that's what my mother and father taught me all my life. And I think I am more like that than a lot of people just because I had parents that drove that in my head.
And remember this today, even if you can't be that way all year round, that you can be that way today, and if you have the means, do it. People will appreciate it more than you
help
think.
Help somebody else.
You don't, and do it anonymously. Show up, leave it on their porch, and then ring their doorbell or knock on their door and get out.
Yeah.
And nursing homes, big this year with the pandemic going on.
Oh, yeah.
Order a pizza. Have it sent over to the nursing home. Order if you know somebody's address, order them a pizza and tell the driver it's paid for, and tell the driver to tell them it's paid for by Santa.
And make sure you tip the driver. These folks are not getting big money.
How about that? Wouldn't you like, how many pizzas will show up tonight on people's doors?
I hope there's
that Santa
dozens.
Calls in and delivers.
I hope so, a lot.
Tell them Santa brought it. Everybody, you know, if everybody listening did that tonight, picked one person, called up the pizza place, said, tell them it's from Santa, it's paid for, here's the credit card, what a Christmas Eve that would be.
Oh, wouldn't that be fun for people?
What a great thing. All right, we'll end with the traditional Christmas song here on Christmas Eve morning. All right. Chestnuts roasting on an open fire,
Jack Frost ripping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe, help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh. And every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you.
And so I'm
offering... Oh yeah, I don't know how where
Merry
this goes.
Merry Christmas to you. And many, many more. I hope you out there, the listening audience, who we appreciate more than you could ever know, has a great and happy Christmas holiday, however you celebrate.
Enjoy yourself,
and we will be back on Monday morning, but there'll be a lot of other programs. Don't tune away from this station, the Christmas place to be. Merry Christmas from everybody here at WWGH Radio, and to all, a good night.
Merry Christmas.
With a little old driver, so lively and quick, I knew in a moment, that must be St. Nick. More rapid than eagles, his coursers they came. He whistled and shimmed by name. Now Dasher,